Today is Wednesday, November 21st, 2012, and tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I hope everyone who's traveling has gotten to their destination safely. I did not have to travel anywhere because I'm going to my partner's house tomorrow. I'm taking my mother with me for Thanksgiving dinner. My partner's parents came in on Sunday, and we're having our traditional Thanksgiving dinner at his house. He and his mother cook everything, and then the five of us sit down and have Thanksgiving dinner. And we've been doing this for like, I don't know, 5 years now, maybe maybe six. I don't remember. But we always have a good time. It's always a great day. And the weather tomorrow is supposed to be really well. It's supposed to be really good. I remember one year it was really hot on Thanksgiving. But tomorrow is supposed to be like 58 at the high, which will be probably in the afternoon. So it'll be cool enough. I actually prefer it to be cool on Thanksgiving. And all of the, you know, everyone probably knows this is my favorite time of year. I love fall. I love the colors of fall, and that just lends itself to a really nice Thanksgiving. However, this year, all of the trees seem to be bare and ready for winter. But that's really not, I guess, well, no, I guess last year we had like this two fall colors. It happened early on, and then things stopped for a while, and then the fall colors came back towards around this time in November. But this time, the leaves are actually gone. There are no leaves on the trees. They're all bare. They're ready for winter around here, that is. And from what the weather forecasting guys tell me, we're in for a harsh winter in the D.C. area. But there you go. Old man talking about the weather. Anyway, back to Thanksgiving. I can remember as a kid, my mother making amazing Thanksgiving dinners. We always had first of all, we had a ton of people there. There are 9 people in my immediate family when I was growing up. And then, of course, with spouses and grandchildren and all that, we equal, I think it's 23 or 20, I want to say 25, but I haven't counted up lately. I think it's 23. In any case, my mother always had a huge turkey. There must have been, I don't know, 25-pound turkey, and then, of course, all the fixings, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberry sauce, and she even made this Jell-O salad with cranberries in it, and I never ate that. I like the traditional canned cranberry sauce because I don't know why. I just do, probably because it's sweet, but I do like that, and I will be having that tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to be having mashed potatoes tomorrow or not. I have to find out. But I am looking forward to it. It's always a fun day. I always enjoy spending time with my family and, well, my family meaning my mother this time and my partner's family, his parents at least. We always have a good time. And of course, there will be wine. I don't know if it'll be Virginia wine, but it's definitely going to be wine. I'm actually having some wine tonight. I'm having a Cabernet Franc from Central/Northern Virginia. It's a 2010, and it's pretty good. I opened up a bottle of another from another winery, and it was really bad, so I'm not going to tell you which winery that was. And I poured it down the drain, so I'm enjoying this one now. I cannot drink a whole bottle by myself, so I'm just going to have a glass or two and then save the rest for tomorrow night. Let me have a little sip of this now. It's pretty good. And one thing I was going to talk about in terms of like Thanksgiving, this happens every year, and I'm sure you are familiar with this, but every news organization starting on the Monday of the week of Thanksgiving starts to talk about the travel of all the people in the country and how backed up the airports are and how busy the roads are and all this stuff. And sure enough, on target, on time this year, starting on Monday, they talked about the travel plans and how this year it's going to be 43 million Americans who will be driving or traveling more than 50 miles away from home. And on tonight's news, they were, of course, at every airport with all the backups and people standing in line and the traffic and all. And this year they added, well, they've been doing that before too, but the Amtrak train and how the trains are all running behind and how New York is definitely having issues getting back to normal from Hurricane Sandy. There was some signal problems with the Amtrak trains in New York, so I'm sure that caused people problems. And all the road traffic, I mean, they were on the local news, they were showing every single major artery out of D.C. was clogged tonight, and tons of people were driving. I'm just glad I didn't have to drive. I got home from work about 2:30 because we got out of work 2 hours early today, and I have not left my house. I'm not leaving my house until tomorrow when we go to Thanksgiving. And I'm not planning to go anywhere on Friday for Black Friday, as, again, part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. People spend all this time and preparation to, which is kind of funny. We spend, you know, Thursday all day. I think I saw this on Facebook somewhere. We spend all day on Thursday thanking whoever or giving thanks for all the things we currently have. And then the next day we go out to buy more things. And that's so typical of Americans, that is. I am not going shopping on Friday at all. I am not stepping out of my house. If anything, I'll be cleaning my house because I have time off because I don't have to work on Friday. And my house needs to be cleaned, so I'll probably be cleaning my house. And I need to set up my Christmas tree. For those of you who are new to the podcast or who don't know this, I am not a religious person. Christmas ends up being a recreation of the traditions of my childhood, which means the fake tree, put up the fake tree and decorate the tree and all that. But there's no religion involved whatsoever, although probably some people are already familiar with that. So I might do that this weekend, and I'm just going to do a lot of relaxing and sleeping and laying around doing nothing, because that's what I need. I am just exhausted this fall. Back to the wine. I was talking about having a Virginia wine earlier this week. I guess it was Monday night, Tuesday night, I opened a Beaujolais. Every year, the 3rd November of the month, the Beaujolais are released, the Beaujolais Nouveaux. And I had really inexpensive $9 bottle of Georges de Boeuf Beaujolais Nouveau for 2012. And I actually prefer 2012 over 2011. This one is very smooth and fruity. My partner describes it as bubblegum, but I did not get bubblegum on this one at all. It was quite fruity and smooth. And I'm kicking myself that I only bought one bottle and it's gone, because it actually is very good this year. It's a really nice, easy, sippable red, and I need to get some more. So if you're looking for a really light, easy, sippable red wine, that's, you know, a drinkable wine for right now, look into the Beaujolais for 2012. The Georges de Boeuf is quite nice. So, I have to go out and get some more of that, because it's only available for, like, I don't know, a couple months, and then, you know, there's no long, maybe it's not even a couple months, maybe it's like 6 weeks. But you need to get some and drink it now. It's not a wine you put down your rack to save for a later date. You got to buy it and open it and drink it right away. That's what it's for. And that's, you know, that's the reason for it, and it's good. Other things. I was, of course, been following everything on the news about the Israeli Hamas fighting that's been going on, and all the bombing and so forth. And I have to tell you, I was extremely proud of our Secretary of State, Clinton, today for brokering, is that the right word? I don't know. She got a deal between Hamas and Israel to a ceasefire, which is like perfect for the Thanksgiving time, because we don't want fighting over Thanksgiving. But I have to say, I'm very proud of her, because this is pretty much her last big hurrah before she leaves as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, that is. And I know people are already, on the bandwagon for Hillary 2016, but I have to tell you, I think she's just going to relax now. I don't know that she's going to run. I don't know how old she is. I know she's in her 60s, but I don't know if she's going to run or not. I would certainly support her if she does. I kind of have a feeling that Joe Biden will not be seeking the presidency when he is done in 4 years, because he turned 70 years old, so he would be 74 running for president, and I don't think he'll do that. Yes, we had a very old president before, Ronald Reagan, the fossil that he was, but I don't think Joe Biden would do that. So, anyway. That's pretty much all I had to talk about. I know I haven't podcasted in a couple of weeks, especially since the election, but I'm extremely happy, of course, again, with the outcome of the election, and all the Romney people, all the Republicans are being sore losers as they are. and Romney is not being, all the stuff he's been saying lately has just not been very good. Anyway, I'm not going to get into politics. I'll save that for the other podcast. So that's all I have for tonight. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, especially because you'll probably be listening to this after Thanksgiving, even though I'm recording it the day before Thanksgiving. Craziness, I know. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, and until next time, bye.